Next person is Carol, CarrollKCCASCY. Chief complaint, upper back pain, shortness of breath, right upper quadrant pain, feeling dizzy, and diarrhea. This is a 35-year-old woman who's been having a lot of issues recently since she had her COVID July of last year. For example, she had PE right after COVID and has been seeing a numerous physician, has had numerous workup done because of abdominal pain, has been told she has colitis as well, allergies, Cipro, COVID immunization, none, medication, amitriptyline, 100 milligram once a day, medical problems, all the symptoms have had since COVID, surgery, cholecystectomy, April of 2022, C-section, tubal ligation, allergy, Cipro, social dose, smoke, she works at AutoZone. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 126 pounds, 98%, 98.4, 16, 82, 116 over 78. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigid, these screen shows no rash. These are hard copies. Number one, abdominal pain. I'm sorry, right upper quadrant, no. Number one, back pain, next one, shortness of breath, next one is history of PE. Patient was on Eliquis for only 3 months when she had PE after she had a COVID. Next one was I explained to her that the first thing that we need to do is make sure her she does not have PE. For this reason, she's been sent to Texas Emergency Hospital for evaluation. Next number, at one time she has low B12, and low B12 can cause all sorts of symptoms. We'll recheck her B12 level today. Next one is irritable bowel syndrome. Next one is possible colitis. Next one is patient needs evaluation by GI and a colonoscopy at a later date. Next one is finally discuss the patient. Next one is patient. Dr. Garza in the emergency room was called to let him know that patient is going there right now. Thank you.